We only have a few more hours before our guests start arriving, but I think everything is pretty much in order. Of course, you know me, I never did much care for kitchen duty.
Well, that's more than a little obvious, you know. It's a good thing I have a keen eye for details. We're in a heap of trouble if we left the planning to you. I can't believe you think everything is ready to go. You said yourself there's only a few hours until the dinner party begins, and there's still so much to do.
Oh, Martha, quit your worrying. You really need to learn how to just relax. What are you working on now? Maybe I can help.
We have so many people coming. I'm having a hard time deciding where to put them all. Right now, I'm trying to work on the seating arrangement.
Oh, come on. That shouldn't be too hard. What do you have so far?
Well, we had Jesus and all his disciples, and of course, all of his other friends. You know, I still sometimes find it very difficult to be welcoming to them all.
Well, stop that. You know, a friend of Jesus is a friend of ours. Now, as far as the seating goes, who's going to sit right there?
Well, I was thinking mats.
Why are you thinking mats? Of course we use mats. We don't want them to sit on the hard floor. But who do you want to sit right there?
Mats.
Yes, the mats.
Right.
Right what? Who's sitting there?
Mats.
Yes, on the mats.
You don't think mats are a good idea?
I already said I think mats are good.
Oh, he's always very good and kind. I never had any problems with him.
Problems with whom?
Matt.
Yes, the one on the mat. Who is he?
Matt.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean Matthew. I thought you were talking about, you know, the mats.
Yes, I'm beginning to understand. But he really prefers to be called Matt. Don't you know that?
Well, I do now. I'll try to remember that. Okay, so who's sitting next to him?
How about Simon?
Peter?
No, Simon.
Peter.
Mary, please, one person at a time. I can't plan every seat at once. I was thinking Simon could sit next to Matt.
Peter.
No. Simon.
Right. Peter.
Oh, what are you having such a hard time to understand?
So we have Matt, and then we have Simon.
Probably. We have several.
Matt? But I thought there was only one.
Yes, one Matt, but several Matts.
Okay, so what about Simon? We have two Simons, remember? Simon and Simon Peter.
Yes, but only one's coming tonight. Simon couldn't make it.
Peter?
No, Simon.
Never mind. Let's keep going. What about Levi?
They better not be wearing Levi's. Formal dinner party after all. Levi's are simply unacceptable.
So you're not going to welcome Levi?
Of course not. It would diminish the whole party.
Now, Martha, you know Jesus would be absolutely horrified to hear you say that. Everyone is welcome at our table.
Yes, I know everyone's welcome, but Levi's?
Yes, even Levi. I know he's a tax collector and everything, but we must include everyone.
Who's a tax collector? I'm one, the one wearing the Levi's. Couldn't he at least wear some khakis or something?
Who?
The tax collector.
Levi?
Please, khakis only.
What do you mean? Do you want Levi to wear khakis?
I understand. Yes, or whatever. Now, how about if we put Andrew here?
Oh, Andrew, how's he doing? I haven't seen him in such a long time.
I think he's doing well. Apparently, he's been up to something a little fishy. He's been spending a lot of time just hanging out with people he meets on the road. But now I hear there's a song people are singing about him. You think he was God or something.
What do you mean? How does the song go?
Oh, I haven't heard the whole thing. But it goes something like, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Oh, Andy. Okay. Okay, please, no more singing. So, back to the seating arrangements. So first we get Matt.
On the mat.
And then we get Simon.
Peter.
And then Levi.
Khakis, please. That's all I ask. Khakis.
And then we have Andy. But what about Thomas? Is he coming?
Doubtful.
Why do you say that?
It's Thomas.
And your point?
It's Thomas.
Which makes it doubtful?
That's right.
Thomas.
Yes.
Doubtful.
Exactly.
Okay, whatever you're saying. Okay, so I don't think you have to worry about a place for Lazarus.
You don't? Why is that?
Well, I saw him this morning, and he looks like death just warmed over.
You shouldn't say things like that about your own brother.
Look, I'm just trying to help you with the seating arrangements.
I think I'll take it from here. You're making it far too complicated.
That's funny coming from you. After all, you are the queen of entertaining, so I just work on holding these napkins. Do you want them to look like swans or fans?
Fans.
Cut.